Okay, good afternoon everyone. So it is third Sunday, so I'll be speaking in English today. So some of us just came back from the mountain, the Banghua near the mountain this morning. They just enjoyed skiing and snowboarding, and I'm glad you are all back safely. And I see nobody got hurt, and we'd like to pray God for that. I just saw that Yoko-san was walking in kind of funny way, but I think she's okay. She's just too tired. Well, let us pray first, then we'd like to go into today's scripture. Let's pray. お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天の父様、今日もあなたの恵みの中で、この受難週第2の日曜日を迎えました。感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞ今日もあなたの御言葉を通して、あなたが十字架に歩まれたその道に私たちが心を留め、そこに示されているあなたの深い愛、許し、また導きを私たちが学ぶことができますように、どうぞ私たち一人一人をあなたの御霊によって導いてください。また今日ここに来れなかったお一人お一人、また特には日本にいる家路さんとその友達、主よ、どうぞあなたが憐れんでくださって、救い、また導いてくださいますようお願いいたします。すべてを見て委ね、感謝して、主イエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So, the last time, we read about the story from the Mount Olive, where Jesus prayed the last time before he was crucified on the cross.And when Jesus was arrested, all of his disciples were discouraged and they ran away and left Jesus alone. But just one man, Peter, was different. He ran away first, but he followed Jesus afterwards.Maybe because he declared he will even go into the prison, or he said he even will give his life for Jesus. Maybe he felt bad, I don't know, but for some reason Peter followed Jesus. But there is a quotation here. He followed Jesus, but not because he was trying to save him,Because he followed at a distance. And this is maybe something we also do. We follow Jesus, but with some distance. Okay, I am kind of, I can say I'm Christian. I can say I go to church sometimes, but you know,Some people just keep distance so that they can run away whenever they need to. Even though we say, okay, we are Christians, we are followers of Jesus, but sometimes maybe we might have a distance a bit so that we can run away from troubles because of our faith or something like that. So Peter...had a distance, but he followed Jesus. But some people found him and pointed, oh, you were one of them. You were with Jesus. You were one of the disciples. You were the fellows of Jesus. And we can see that Peter was so upset. He was so upset.And he disowns or he denied that he is a fellow of Jesus. And the Bible says he denied three times. And each time even stronger. And in the book of Luke, it doesn't say, but in the book of Matthew, he even cursed the last time. He was even cursing.And denied Jesus. He was so afraid. His heart was filled with appear. And that made his mind busy defending himself rather than protecting or following Jesus. Have you ever disowned Jesus? Have you ever denied Jesus in your life? Have you ever said, "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not Christian. I don't know." Maybe not. Maybe not. If you're Christian, maybe not. Maybe not so many people have denied Jesus like Peter did, like directly. But I think we all have denied Jesus in our lives. If we are not living according to his teaching, or according to his love, or according to faith, we can say we are denying him. When I don't love my daughter the way I should have, or when I don't love my wife the way I should, or when I don't love my friends the way I should have, or when I don't love my enemies the way I should have, I think I can say that I am denying Jesus. We all might think we are a little bit better than Peter because we never denied Jesus directly. But actually, I think we have denied him so many times in our lives. If you are not living as a perfect Christian, that means you have denied sometimes in your life. So Peter is me, and maybe you as well. And when he denied Jesus three times, and on the third time, he heard a rooster crow. I think in our lives, there is a time, the time when we hear the rooster crow. There is a time when we realize our sin. There is a time when we realize our weakness, our unfaithfulness. When rooster crowed, that Peter remembered what Jesus has told him. That was he thought he would never do that. But he remembered what Jesus told him. And when he heard rooster crowed, he realized how weak he was, how unfaithful he was. And he cried. Sometimes we hear the rooster crows in our life. No, not actual rooster cries, but the time we realize how stupid we are, how weak and how unfaithful and how sinful we are. And we cry. We are discouraged. And we are disappointed. And we're even depressed by that. And we are knocked down by the reality, by the fact that we are not faithful. But I think it is also the time of the beginning of the morning. When rooster crows, that is also the time of beginning of the morning and end of the darkness. Have you ever heard rooster crows? It's still dark, but it will get bright. No, I mean the sun will come up soon after they kind of make sounds. So we can tell when rooster crows, there is a beginning of the morning and the end of the darkness, the end of the night. So when we hear rooster crows, when we realize our sin, our unfaithfulness, and when we are knocked down by our weakness, that is also the time of the morning of your life. That is the end of the darkness. I believe, that Peter followed Jesus past, I don't know, 3 years or more before this. But his life, his true life with Jesus started this time. His real life with Jesus started from these tears, from this sadness. And I have already talked to the children, but when Jesus looked at him straight, you know, we have to imagine, we have to guess what his face was like, because Bible didn't say. But I believe and I trust and I can say that Jesus' face was not filled with anger, neither disappointment or sadness, but rather forgiveness and love and prayer. Because Jesus told him, "You will say you don't know me 3 times before rooster cries, but I will pray for you. I will pray for you so you don't lose your faith. I will pray for you so you can come back, so that you can stand again. I will pray for you." So we can say Jesus looked at him with love, forgiveness, and trust and prayer. And that is also why Peter cried. So we can see the sadness, disappointment in his tears, but we can see his, it's not joy, but what should I say? Have you ever experienced when you're forgiven, when you realize that you're forgiven, it's not just a, you know, sad tears, but tears of peace. Jesus was not judging him. Jesus was forgiving him. So I think the Peter's tears was mixed with, you know, the disappointment of himself, but also the peace and trust in Jesus. If you have ever cried because of your weakness, because of your sinfulness, because of your unfaithfulness, if you have ever, if you are depressed because of your weakness, because of your unfaithfulness, because of whatever you cannot do, you are blessed. You are blessed. Because that tears will bring mourning to your life. That tears is the end of your darkness. That is the beginning and the start with real true life with Jesus Christ. Let's pray. お祈りしましょう。 愛する天のお父様、私たちは罪深いものであり、またそれさえも知らずに生きてきた愚かなものであります。自分の身を守ることに必死で、自分の立場を守ることに必死で、主よ、あなたを悲しませ、あなたを裏切っていることすら気づかずにいることが私たちにはあるかもしれません。しかし主よ、
あなたが鶏の鳴き声を持ってピーターに知らせてくださったように、ペテロに知らせてくださったように、私たちの人生の中に自分の罪深さや弱さや不信仰を見出し、悲しむ涙をしよう、あなたが与えてくださったことを感謝いたします。私たちは弱いものです。しかし主よ、あなたは憐れみの目を持って、許しの目を持って、そして何度でも私たちにチャンスをくださる、その愛の眼差しを持って私たちを見つめ、また待っておられる方であることを信じ、感謝をいたします。あなたこそ私たちの悲しみの涙、失望の涙を喜びの涙へと変えてくださるお方です。主よ、どうぞ今試練の中にある方、悲しみの中にある方おられましたら、どうぞあなたの手でその涙を拭い、それを喜びと感謝の涙へとあなたが変えてくださいますように、また変えてくださると信じます。主よ、あなたはそのためにこそ十字架に向かって歩んでゆかれました。あなたの十字架の贖いによって許されない罪は一つもありません。癒されない傷は一つもありません。主よ、そのことを心から信じます。どうぞあなたの癒しと許しがすべての人の上にありますように、すべてを感謝しみてに委ね、愛するイエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。